I recently had a call with a client who was lamenting the fact that she was struggling to get prospects to clarify their decision timelines. And as a result, many of her deals were regularly getting pushed out past their forecasted close dates. So, if like my client, you are inconsistent at getting prospects to clarify and commit to close plans or mutual action plans, you might want to ask yourself the following questions. One, are you moving too fast? In your desire to close a deal before one of your deadlines, are you asking the prospect to commit before he or she is ready? Because doing so can be like, it's like talking about your wedding day on your second date. Sometimes you just have to slow down to speed up. Two, has the prospect fulfilled your specific qualification criteria? For example, you've identified you've got a strong working relationship with the buying team, you have genuine performance gaps, and the prospect has explicitly stated that closing those gaps is a high personal priority for them. They've confirmed that money is available and has been committed to the purchase. The prospect is clearly or can clearly articulate the benefits that your company brings to the table. Now, I appreciate there may be many other such questions on your opportunity qualification worksheet. If you don't have such a worksheet and your only criteria for qualifying is that they have a pulse, or you do have qualification worksheet, but you put on your happy years when you're filling it out, start right there. Three, you're moving at just the right pace, but your prospect's commitment to the close plan or mutual action plan is sketchy. Take the following steps. One, take your sales hat off and put your project manager's hat on. You know, there's only six things that every project manager focuses on. Go live date, milestones, tasks, roles and responsibilities, risks and assumptions, and contingencies. Now ask yourself, do you have these listed for every major deal that has come through the discovery and investment stages of your sales process? If you don't, start right there. The conversation might sound something like, Mr. Prospect, you've been good enough to share with me what your priorities are and what you'd like to see by way of a solution. And you've told me that although you felt the money was a little on the high side, you could live with it if we could guarantee a delivery on time. Can I take my salesperson's hat off and put my project manager's hat on? Because my experience with such projects is that the devil really is in the detail. Mr. Prospect, when do you need to have the new system up and running with everyone trained with whomever you select as a vendor? Now, at this point, be careful. It's vital at this point that the prospect must speak next. Because the prospect is the one with the problem. You're the one with a solution. That's step one. Step two, whatever date they give you, it's a problem. Now, don't just say it's a problem. Just communicate it non-verbally. Followed by something like, why so soon? Now you're beginning to get what's driving their dates. This is where all the focus should be, on their timelines, not yours. That's step two. Don't jump on their deadline. That smacks of desperation. Remember, they have the problem and you have a solution. Only now the delivery date is also part of the problem. Please don't worry. We'll fix this soon and I promise they will thank you for it. Step three. Test the go live date, the one that they've given you. How solid is it? Is it a must go live date or is it a nice to go live date? Here's what you can say. Mr. Prospect, what if the go live date were to slip by a couple of months? Now, there's only three responses you can get to this. You might get pushback. It's not common, but it's good to be prepared. You might get something like, why can you not work to that deadline? It's not a problem. Just make it a feature, the fact that with your projects manager's hat on, it's your job to look at every scenario and not make any assumptions. That's a good thing, right? If the response is that the delivery date cannot slip, gently probe to find out why. Is it related to funding? Is it related to project penalties? Perhaps your sponsor's moving job, and so on. What you're trying to do is find out just how compelling the event driving the deadline really is. The third scenario is where they tell you that there's no major impact if it does slip. They can live with a couple of weeks or months of slippage. And of course, Murphy's Law of Sales is that if a project deadline can slip, it will slip. And if you forecast it to a nice to have go live date, you are asking for your forecast to get pushed out into the next quarter or even the next year. Step four, this is where you work every milestone, risk and contingency into the equation. So, Mr. Prospect, you must go live by September 30th at the latest. Well, in my experience, with the best will in the world, things happen and the smart thing to do is build in some contingency time. What do you think is realistic contingency? Now, let's pretend they say 2 weeks. Then you say, okay, well, that means we need to aim for middle of September. Now, you start working chronologically from that point backwards, milestone by milestone. Mr. Prospect, staff need to be trained by mid-September. If you are working with us, I would suggest setting aside 2 weeks for this. Does that sound fair to you? How much time would you like to set aside for acceptance testing? 3 weeks? Okay. We'll need to set aside time for exchange of contracts, and bearing in mind we're now in August and that's mid-holiday season, how much time would you like to allow for this? By the way, how formal is your sign-off process? Is it a meeting that takes place according to a fixed calendar, or is it something you can turn around in 24 hours? And the reason why I'm asking is because I've seen deadlines slip because it wasn't factored in that the approval meetings for this level of investment only took place once a month. Now, by the time you're done, you've mapped out the entire process. Before they know it, they realize that they're running out of time. And more importantly, they will have come to this realization themselves. It's their data, not yours. And you've achieved this not as a salesperson trying to sell them something or push them, but as somebody helping them achieve their goal. That's also why I like the term mutual action plan, or MAP for short. What you're doing is mapping out the process, leaving no stone unturned. Step five, you then write it up as a plan with their deadline, their milestones, the supporting actions, roles and responsibilities, risks, assumptions and contingencies. And if you want an advanced tip, go to step six. Step six, you sign it and get them to co-sign it. And not as a legal contract, but as a statement of intent and commitment of support. If they resist, you can always use the excuse that it'll help you secure the resources necessary to support the project. But blame it on your boss if you have to. Tell them that your boss will ask you for it. And if the prospect is serious, they won't bat an eyelid. If they won't sign it, well, it tells you something's missing and you may need to revisit a few assumptions. Step seven, postscript. Now you can forecast the deal with a significantly greater level of certainty. Now, go close something.